The Park City School District adopted an updated strategic plan last month after soliciting community input for the past 6 months. Now they're queuing up the master planning efforts, which ultimately will include capital improvements to district facilities. It's still in the early stages, though, and Superintendent Amber Conley says the consultant will present a master planning process to the board.
Right. So he'll be interviewing different constituents, board members, as well as administration, just to get a good feel of where we are right now with what we've done and where we need to go. And then it's hopefully going to be about a 30 to 45 day process that then we can roll out to the community of saying, here's what the process is going to be, so we can make sure that we have full engagement with our community.
A postmortem on the failure of the 2015 school bond referendum will be part of the analysis. In the meantime, Conley says they have to move ahead with sewer line upgrades at Treasure Mountain Junior High School.
But it looks like that we'll have to be able to do some of those repairs that we need to be able to do. Nothing major, but enough that it's time for us to start putting a little bit of money into the building.
Conley says the board will have a high-level look at the district reading program, which is called the Multi-Tiered System of Support, or MTSS.
Tier 1 means that every student, 80% of our students, are able to learn the content in Tier 1. Tier 2 means that they need to be able to have an extra dose, some more intensive instruction around the content, so they are having those masteries of skills. And then Tier 3 is specialized instruction. And so that's typically when you get into your special education or your newcomers for language.
Park City Transportation Director Alfred Knotts will also be in to update the board on transportation plans, alternative routes for buses, and finding ways to eliminate traffic holdups at crossing points on State Route 248 will be discussed. Some policy decisions will be addressed for suspension, bullying, and homeschool dual enrollment.
About 3 years ago, there were some changes legislatively that allows, of course, our homeschool students to take courses and be dual enrolled. And so this policy itself is just cleaning that language up. There's still some differences of opinions by legal counsel throughout the state when you get into sharing students among school districts. And so, you know, attending a private school and being able to then take classes at the high school. So this policy is just able to update that language.
There's a December 7th Lunch and Learn on Internet Safety, which is being presented by Cole Parkinson from NetSmart. Conley hopes parents will take advantage of the opportunity.
Provide more opportunities for parents to learn how to be active parents and be able to understand the technology that their students are using. This is going to be a great lunch and learn, and I encourage as many people to grab their lunch and come to the district office and listen to just some new ways that we can keep our kids safe.
The next informal Board of Education meeting will be December 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Ecker Hill Middle School. It's a chance for people to raise issues with board members in an informal setting. A new text messaging system for parents is live. Text your name to 435-602-4444 to receive emergency updates and instant information from the school district. The school board meets Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. at the district offices. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.